But we're talking with Candy Eric. And Candy, first of all, give me your title that you're about to leave and retire from.
I am the Agricultural Statistics Administrator for the Florida Agricultural Statistics Service, a bureau of the Division of Fruit and Vegetables in the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
And work hand in hand with the United States Department of Ag on a lot of the statistics coming out of the Florida area in particular. And citrus has been your forte. People know your voice through our annual broadcast of the October Citrus Forecast now for many years. Before that, it was Bob Terry who was here today at your retirement event in Orlando. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's been many years of pleasure working with you and before that, Bob, on our annual crop forecast. But there's so many things that go into the background of this, and this year was a little weird. I remember you telling me, I hope I'm around to see the turnaround, and it looks like you were around to see the turnaround if it hadn't been for this thing called Irma that came in and slapped us a few weeks back.
Irma sure messed up the plans for a lot of people. Yes, I was hoping to see the tree numbers rebound because then I would know that the citrus industry would be, the production level would be coming back within a few years after that. But I'm going to continue to watch those tree numbers as they get published because I think it'll come back.
Well, tell us a little about it. You had a tremendous crowd. Gosh, 100 and some odd people here, I think, at your to-go lunch. Well, it was crowded in the room. It looked like a lot more than that to me. We took over the restaurant, but it was a great group of people. Great to see your colleagues again, and I'm sure it was for you. But tell us where it all started. How did you get involved in the crop statistics way back when?
Well, yes, it was very heartwarming to see so many people coming out today just to wish me well. When it all started, it was in 1980, and I was looking for a job, and I was sent by an agency to this place called the Florida Crop and Livestock Reporting Service. I had no idea what it involved, and I sure hoped it wasn't like going to be a barn or a stable with live animals in it. I really didn't know what it was going to be. And I went in there, and during the interview, they told me they were looking for somebody with good math skills and mapping skills, and I couldn't believe in my ears that I could be so lucky, because here I was with my degree in mathematics, and all my work experience had been with the AAA, the Automobile Association, marking maps, most of them from Louisville, Kentucky, down to Orlando, Florida, for people wanting to come to Disney World. I never dreamed it'd be possible to put those two items, skills together, and it just worked out perfectly. I loved the work, and I stayed there and just worked my way all the way up to the top, to the administrator. So altogether, I've been working with the agency for about 35 years.
Well, congratulations. How about sharing a high point for us? What kind of sticks out in your memory over all those years and, you know, counting crops? You've had a lot of great people in the field, I know, bringing you data to crunch around in your office, but so many stories.
I have really enjoyed going to the Citrus Expo over the years. We've had a booth. It's nice because you can talk to other people in the field. You can talk to the scientists and researchers. You can talk to the users of the data. It's just really a good environment where everybody kind of is on an equal footing and we all share with each other. And I've made friends over the years. And, you know, when we get there and set up, we always look to see if they're there yet and, you know, go over and say hi or have a meal with them. It's a real good event filled with camaraderie.
You know, when you look back over the years of the citrus industry, over the decades, really, and you look at your tenure, and now you're about to retire here in 2017 in December, and, boy, looking over the past 10 years, for example, when you've been in this particular spot as the lady bringing the numbers forth each year, to say it's historic is an understatement. Festival would be an understatement, but the whole industry has really gone through some major shifts in history over time during your tenure.
Yes, they have, and they haven't all been good, unfortunately. When I first came on board in the 80-81 season, there was a freeze. And we recovered from the decade of the 80s freezes and went on to see new records just one year after another and got to a high of 244 million boxes of oranges. And so now to have to come out with a forecast at the level we are, it's very heartbreaking.
Well, looking down the road, it looks like we're learning to live with this disease, and I think we'll see a cure sometime soon, but I guess it's pretty evident for everybody involved that it ever has been involved in citrus, it'll never be the same as it was in the good old days, as they say.
That's true. We've all had to learn to do things differently, and hopefully there will be success, and things will improve soon.
You know, one thing that comes to mind, too, in this final year of your career in terms of ag statistics with citrus, it was a pretty controversial year with the storm coming through, and that was because of the timing of the storm. But yet, your numbers were resilient, And as things continue to drop the tree, they keep tracking that. And I guess my question would be a reminder and a shout-out to the industry that the rules of true science never really change regardless of the need of the industry at any given moment. It was just kind of a reminder of that, wasn't it?
I guess you could say that. Yes, we had to go with the data that we had on hand. We couldn't just pick numbers because we like them. We had to use our proven methods and do the best we could. We used our regressions to try to project figures out to what we thought would be happening at the end of the season, not just that moment. And we've tried to be up front with everybody, telling them what's happening. And unfortunately, our October number has had to be lowered because the droppage rate has continued to climb even more than we had anticipated.
And that's exactly why we do the monthly recounts and the monthly updates and kind of track that, so we've got a historical view of what those damages can be from any given event. What am I not asking that you'd like to leave a parting thought with the industry after all of your years of experience and meetings after the forecast comes out to explain what it all means to the industry leaders? You're just so appreciated by the industry. What would you want to leave them with?
I would like to leave them with a big thank you, because there have been people who've helped me to learn about the industry since I did not grow up here in Florida as a part of it. There have been people who have shared information with me or explained things to me over the years. And so it's all kind of an industry where we help each other. I may use somebody else's data, but then they may need me to supply other information that they don't have. So it's just very nice how we all work together.
Candy Eric, congratulations on a career well accomplished. Been a great pleasure working with you.
Thank you so much, Gary.